out your rope.
I'm in for DJC.
Let me get my radio turned down here. Oh, we're just headed down to the daughter's to take her some eggs. And right here at I-85 and Highway 14, I guess it is. How's your day?
Okay, I'm just had a little lunch and just got back from Publix and did a little grocery shopping. Not much. We had a little sleep bouncing off the windshield today, but not much. Other than that, everything's going good.
It's been snowing up here, but nothing sticking. It's 40 degrees outside. Actually, come down pretty good there for about an hour, and then it just quit, but there's no sign of it. But from what I've seen on radar, there's rain to be following.
Looked like it a little bit. I didn't pay much attention to it. We had to keep an eye on it today, but we didn't have to go anywhere. We really didn't have to go anywhere today, so I wasn't paying real close attention to it. We were in Greenville yesterday. I had to get my car serviced, and we went to Lost Cajun for some lunch, and then we had to go pick the grandson up from soccer tryouts. He made the team, so we're tickled to death with him. He is, too.
Son played that for a while. I'll never understand that or highlight. I'm not a big sports fan, and it's really a different kind of game.
Started traveling volleyball team, and she's a good volleyball player. That's not school. She does that in addition to school, high school volleyball. He's been playing soccer a long time, though, but he didn't. This is the first year he was able to try out. He's in the seventh grade. They don't let the sixth graders try out in middle school, just seventh and eighth graders. And he's not as tall as other kids are, but he's a good player. So he's been playing on a league team, too, but I don't think he's going to be able to do that this year with the school stuff going on.
I'm out there on the soccer field today. Yeah, our younger one, my daughter, wanted him to do something because all he wants to do is sit around and play virtual reality on the computer.
It was cold yesterday. It wasn't real cold, but he had traps one day last week. Excuse me. And it was really cold out there. When he's out there, he's like a polar bear that he didn't get cold like old folks do.
Cold. Well, Bernice fixed us a nice big breakfast this morning. Then she had eggs and sausage and such. I'm trying to figure out what lane I need to get in here. If the truck gets out of the way, I'll just stay where I'm at. Boy, the traffic's really picked up recently. And the grocery stores, oh my gracious. They just been overwhelmed with people lately.
Spies going between Greenville and Spartanburg. That's in the afternoons or in the mornings, either one. That's a bad trip. They're still doing construction. It's that way all the way to Spartanburg, I guess. Haven't been that far. I mean, past Spartanburg, all the way to Charlotte, I guess. We got out there at 29 one day last, I guess the weekend before last one. She was doing, they were having volleyball games. And their league team at that Star Center just off 29 in Spartanburg. And, man, it must have been probably 300 kids there. They had like 10 or 12 courts, you know, all the time. But it wasn't too bad going up there. But coming back, it was about 5:30 or 6, and it was pretty bad coming back, and that was on Saturday of all times, too.
25 is run by the truckers. There's just so many of them. And, they're doing the job. I can't blame them, but it just seems overwhelming. It reminds me of back up in Kansas. If you went west up on I-70 years ago, it was just lines of truck headed towards the East Coast up there.
Computerized stuff they did, and they have to stop after so many hours, and they just They'll park on the side of the road. They don't get to, you know, they can keep track of them, and they're ashamed. I think Shane was telling me that they just have to stop as soon as they can find a place. They better stop right there, because if they don't, they're going to find them, and people won't let them stop on the side of the road somewhere either. I know it's in Florida, because that way they would let them park outside the truck parks. And, I mean, they just wouldn't even play. The place was full. It was ridiculous, really.
When Ninja on the railroad, they were that way with him. If it went over so many hours, he said, you go on the law, and you just stop right where you're at, and they have to take a taxi and send a crew out to you, no matter where that's at.
And Granddad, they worked for short lines. They didn't have to worry too much about that. But I know he worked he was attached to a railway battalion in India, and it was mostly all New York Central guys, and I think he was the only guy from the South in the whole battalion. And he kept in touch with them for years later, though. They'd meet down in he'd get out of Florida and meet, you know, and he went to several of the meetups with them for probably sometime up until about the 1950s, and I think he quit going. But the rail business is a lot different than it was back in those days, though, Tom.
I rode yards and ride around with my dad if he got the hustler and hooker job. And they'd sand the engines and fuel the engines and then bring them into the house for maintenance. And they had a turntable there. And I had a lot of fun. The last time I talked to my friend N5SD up in Kansas, before he retired, he took care of all the microwaves for the KCS Railroad. And he says, you have to have a code before you can even access getting on the engine. It's really a lot stricter now, that's for sure, Jerry.
Positive train control, power control stuff. They took all the dispatchers and moved most of them to Atlanta. I think there's some in Charlotte now, too, but there used to be one in Greenville, but I don't think they use repeaters just like they do, like other people do, though, you know, along the way, but they're all they're all FM analog for years, and you don't hear much telemetry from them anymore. You hear them every once in a while. Of course, Pickens is still analog, and you can hear them when they come into town here, but the CSX in Norfolk Southern, you'll hear a lot of chatter unless it's around the yard. And they're all supposed to have been transitioned to that NXDN digital mode they started doing that about 10 years ago. But trains are, the rail system's slow to make changes, and they got a whole section of frequency set up for digital. But they're starting to use them in Northwest, and Norfolk Southern's using them. Now, unless you got NXDN radio or a scanner, you can't hear much of them anymore. They're not very talkative anyway, except in the yards.
Send your OTR. Yeah, they had the central traffic control. As soon as you left town, back in Pittsburgh where I live, you go on the CTC and they controlled everything. And they had microwave tower every 50 miles because they had those slave units in the middle of the trains. And if they head in and go over a hill, it lose contact with that slave engine unless it had another microwave tower. It's kind of interesting. Well, Jerry, we've arrived at the Daughters, and it's great to talk to you this morning. And I don't even know if she's home right now. She went out to eat with the son-in-law. So I think maybe she might be working from home. Oh, it looks like your grandson's here. Take care, Jerry. N4 DJC in 0TR73.
Your time, you and Bernice. Have a good afternoon. Be safe. Heading back. N4 DJC, clear.